On any given day, but especially during the school year, the sounds of children echo through Wisconsin's Capitol building. More than 50,000 school children toured our Capitol in the past year.
Welcome everyone to the state Capitol. My name is Tom. I'll be giving the tour today.
Tour groups leave on the hour from the Capitol Rotunda. Tours last about an hour and hit all the highlights.
This is the governor's conference room.
In Minnesota, even more kids tour the St. Paul State House. 60,000 last year. Those kinds of numbers gave the Capitol tour bosses there an idea. Make up for steep state budget cuts by charging school kids $2 a head to tour the Minnesota Capitol. Carolyn Complin is Minnesota's historic site manager.
The expectation has been out there, and I think it's still out there, that really you can't get a service at no cost.
The $2 fee is expected to raise more than $100,000.
That's ridiculous. It's so important for them to learn all about the law and the government. It should be free, like we are here.
Ann Salomo was on a Madison Capitol tour with grade school children in a summer class. Her students wondered about Minnesota kids who couldn't pay the fee. 6-year-old Harrison Raymond expected it would certainly cut down on multiple trips.
People would be spending lots and lots of money just to come to the Capitol and have a tour.
Harrison's 9-year-old sister, Kelsey, gave Minnesota's budget-minded move the thumbs down.
I don't think you should have to pay.
Why not?
Because you should learn about the Capitol.
Minnesota Historic Sites Manager Complin says it was either start charging or stop touring.
The reductions that I've had to take in my budget would be equivalent of 20%. And instead of doing that and cutting an important public service to the schools and to the general public that come to the Capitol, we decided that this was a step that needed to be taken to charge $2 for school groups and all educational groups.
Mike Stark is in charge of Capitol tours for the Department of Administration in Madison. He says he understands tough budgets, but charging school children to see their state house is not an option.
I can understand their thinking in that money's an issue, and it is in all the states right now with deficits, obviously, but it's certainly unfortunate. It's a public building, and it's nice to have it accessible to the entire public, and I'm sure it's going to detour a lot of students, grade schools, from visiting the building. It's too bad.
It isn't that the idea didn't cross the minds of Wisconsin's Capitol Tour Office. With additional security costs after 9/11, Wisconsin surveyed every other state to see if they charge Capitol Tour fees. They don't. We quickly dismissed the notion. Minnesota did the same survey and is now the first state to tax kids for tours. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.